never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Actually, it's going to take three to make a thing go right now.
Well, it probably takes more than that, but we're going to get it as right as we can.
Takes three. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Heil, and Brandon Disney now.
I like how he said my name before Brandon's.
Yeah, save the best for last. Of course.
You know,
why wouldn't he?
Last week we referred to Chad as Mini B.
Mini B?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Chad, although he is maybe an inch or two shorter than I don't know if he'd be a mini.
Probably not.
And then who wants to be?
I was thinking in mental stature.
Oh, well, yeah, that's for sure.
Wait a second.
Hey, let's go to our Geek Speak of the Week, shall we?
What did you say?
Geek Speak of the Week, shall we?
Sorry, I wasn't quite ready with the sound file there, Ken.
Every week we try to bring you a little more knowledge about things that are going on in the world of technology. This week to bring that knowledge to you is Mr. Chad Pock.
Most digital camera manufacturers nowadays advertise their cameras with a combination zoom of optical and digital. And this is kind of misleading because...
Oh, big time.
Kind of misleading?
Well, especially totally. For a consumer, because they're seeing a 15x optical zoom when in reality it really only has about a 3x zoom and a 5x digital zoom. And what that means is that if you've ever used a 35mm camera, you know that you've used an optical zoom. And with digital cameras, they've introduced another type of zoom called digital. And basically, optical zoom uses the optics lens of the camera to bring the subject closer. It's a true zoom. Digital zoom is not really zoom at all.
It's a pretend zoom.
It's it enlarges a portion of the screen, simulating zoom. In other words, the camera crops a portion of the image and then enlarges it back to size. And in so doing, you lose quality.
Yes.
So usually I always turn the digital zoom off on my camera.
That's one of our many tips.
Yes. Most cameras have the ability to go in and permanently disable that.
Yes.
Do it.
And do it the day you buy the camera.
Do it the day you buy the camera. And don't buy a camera based on any digital zoom setting specs at all.
Right.
When you said do it, you sounded a lot like...
do it!
No. That governor in Sacramento, what's his name? Arnold. Do it!
Do it. Okay, whatever, dude. So turn off, or first of all, when you're buying a digital camera, make sure you're looking at the optical zoom setting, not the
right
purported zoom. It'll just give you some 15x zoom.
With a little asterisk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that tells you down below, well, only some of that's real.
So look at the optical zoom setting only, and then as soon as you buy your digital camera, so in other words, if you see one that's got a 5x optical zoom and the other one's got a 3x, but the stated zoom for the whole camera is 10x versus 15,
mm-hmm.
you're going to go, well, the 15's better. No. Because the 10 uses a 5x optical, and the 15 uses a 3x optical.
Right. You want to pretty much completely disregard digital zoom.
And you want to turn it off as soon as you get it. Did we mention that 14 times already?
Do it!
Do
I think
it.
You said.
So, again... take a look at our website. We've got this information, this optical versus digital. The Geek Speak of the Week's on there as well at the radio show section. But there's also lots and lots of links in the resources section of our radio show page that'll help you understand how to better manage digital images, whether
yes.
it's before or after, during taking the picture.
Tips like how to send photos via email and
Swing.
Ways to share your photos up online. What about a program that you can get for free to help you do minor editing and manipulation of the photo? All kinds of good stuff.
Or how about if you're going to try to send pictures by email anymore, how about forget about it?
Yeah.
Don't even try that anymore. We got a much better way to go. Check out our column on that. That's also going to be in the Tribune papers on Monday and so on and so forth. So I guess we got another break coming up, but we do have lots more for you. We got another half an hour, so stay tuned for more calls and questions. Don't bother calling in. We're completely booked up on phone calls. If you hear somebody hang up, maybe give it a shot. You can, of course, send us a question via our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and look for the Ask a Question link at the top right.
Lots more Computer Corner coming up. Stick around.
Would you like to pay off your mortgage and still be...